and give the Zerah L'chayim HaKevet to the Kohanim as representing them and giving them Matnas Kunis. So that's Shaykh to say Shlichus, but to do the Shechita, the Kisei Adam, I don't think that's Nitfas in Shlichus. Bris Mila, that's a Machloikis, big Machloikis, the Shach with the Ktzayis have, each one quotes Rishonim. Some say that it is Nitfas in Shlichus, that the father should appoint a Moyalis, a Shliach, to do the Bris Mila for him, and others say, what Shach, what's Pat Shlichus? If I can't shake the lulav, so I'll ask someone else to shake the lulav. I can't put on tefillin, so I'll ask someone else. He should put on tefillin. Put on tefillin. His arm. Put on tefillin on my arm. That's okay. But put on tefillin on his own arm. What shayach? How can I make a shliach to do it? It's a mitzvah shebegufo.
So big machloekes. Is not mekayim any mitzvahs the mila.
So some say the father who doesn't know how to do it himself is not the kind of anything, and others say no, the whole mitzvah only requires that he should see to it that it's taken care of. So he saw to it that it was taken care of. That's the Shangitan. The father saw to it that it was taken care of, you know. So the Gemara Taina is, what are we back again? The Gemara had this Mishnah in Bikurin. The Mishnah doesn't seem to say what we suggested. That not only are you not allowed to shecht the vadai, chayev the yoif, even a kuli also, even a sofik. It doesn't seem like that. It sounds like only a sofik you don't do kisei adam. If it would have been a vadai, chayev the yoif, you would be allowed to shecht, then you would do the kisei adam. Why? We're talking about a case that you have this sack full of sand. You have this sack of sawdust in the corner. So the shayla is new. So if you have the sack of sawdust and the din is like Rav Yehuda the Amor, that it's the problem of Muktzah. So what's wrong with using the sawdust for doing Kisei Adam on a Sofik? I can use it if I spill milk on the floor, if I spill oil on the floor, I can pour it on. So what's the problem if I'll spill dam from a kuya Sofik, I'll do Kisei Adam. So it's not the mitzvah Kisei Adam. You don't need a mitzvah to be matir. There's no iser. What's the problem? Hello, my rabbi. So rabbi, whoever, someone on the third line on the top of our base, he says, no, pshat is like this. It's rabbi. The Gemara has labeled that the fairest that it's rabbi. So rabbi says, eifikira muchan levadai, they no muchan lisafek. The Gemara says, the answer is, that's what we explained all along, that this din of Rabbi Judah, that the ashes may be used, the ashes in the oven may be used, and the sawdust that's in the sack may be used, it's not that it's not muktzah. Ashes dachmamish eitzma bana biyofer. Ashes are muktzah, and the sawdust and the sack of sand, the whole thing is muktzah. But what? It's if you're mazmin. Sometimes if you're mazmin muktzah, you make it into a non-muktzah. You make it into a kli. Let's say I take, money. Alpidin is considered muktzah. But what if a person puts a penny into his loafers, or they make they take pennies and they make tachshitim out of it, the jewelry. Yeah. Out of coins or something, so then it becomes a piece of jewelry. You make a tie pin, you take a barmuk to make a tie pin. So you just made a kli out of it. It's no longer mukta. But over here, the ashes or the sawdust or the sand remains ashes. It's still sand. So of course, up it is sand. So it remains mukta, but it's a heter hishtamshus. So Rava says a chiddush that this heter hishtamshus is only mutter for a vadai, and it's not mutter for a suffix, since unless you were mazman in advance. If you planned in advance to shecht the kuli, good. And you had a mind to use the sack of sand to do kisei adam for a kuli, good. But if you designated this for kisei adam of chickens for a vadai, and then in the middle of yontem you decide you want to shecht the kuli, so then there's no heter ishtamshus. When you have muktzah and you're mazmin it for a tiltul, you're only allowed to use it for that purpose that you had in mind, or for an equally important purpose or more important purpose. But a less important purpose, like Kisei Adam of a Kuli is only a suffix. So that's a less important purpose. So that's.
No, but.
The Gemara is going to discuss it. The Gemara is going to discuss what about the baby.
That's already like in Nevada. Whatever comes through.
If he had in mind whatever happens, then Kuli would also be included. But if he had in mind specific things, Adamai is going to shecht the turkey, he's going to shecht the chicken, and then he decides to change his mind, he's going to give flesh, he's going to shecht the kui. So that's less, the hishtamshus of the offer is less important for the kui than it is for the chicken.
So
the chicken.
If he has in mind that if they spills milk, but if he spills juice, it's no good. Any spill on the dairy.
If he had in mind something may spill, good, okay. Or he had in mind, he knows that the children always spill milk. He didn't think they're going to have juice. No, but spilling milk, juice, all the same thing. So that's equally important. But this is less important than Shtamshes, because it's only a Sofik mitzvah. That's the Gemara Tainus. Craig the Gemara, how are you supposed to explain this? Chilek between a Sofik and a Vadai. Craig the Gemara, the Sofik by time alloy, what's wrong? Why are you not permitted to use the sand to do Kish Adam and a Sofik? Must be, we already jumped the gun. We already said because the Mukta remains Mukta, the sand remains Mukta, sand. It's my one of the offer is Mukta. You didn't make it into a kli. If you'll take the sin and make it into a pottery, earthenware, and then it's a kli. But it's still a sack of sin. It's still going to be mukta. Your mazbin a first time, it's only that. That's what I was going to say later. But so far the Gemara didn't realize that. So the Gemara thought, what could possibly be the reason? What does Rava have against using the sand for doing kis adam for a suffix? Is it because we're concerned? The Sufik my time alloy, why doesn't Rava allow you to use it for a song? Why? They call it Gume because you're gonna make a hole. When you're gonna dig out some of the sand in the sack, you're gonna be making a hole. So Vadai Nami called it Gume. So the answer is descending by Vadai. So why does he permit you? Ella, the answer is Kidirababa, like we said on Amar Aleph, that the old Isra of the Gume would only be maximum Kidini, so the Rabbanon, so the Makkah mitzvah, they were Mako. So what's the difference whether the Makkah mitzvah is a Vadai mitzvah? Or the Makkah mitzvah is a Sofik deraisa l'chumer. Sofik deraisa l'chumer is also a Sofik. It's also a mitzvah. Elikir derababa, chanamikir derababa. What do you rely on when you have a Vadai mitzvah? That the Makkah mitzvah is mutter. So chanamikir derababa by Sofik mitzvah is also mutter. A Sofik deraisa l'chumer, you still have to do it. Elo zog the Gemara, Sofik, my time. So what could be the reason? What does Rava prohibit? Why does Rava, the Gemara didn't realize what they're going to say later. That it's muktzah, the black muktzah is only mutafish. Tamsh is equally important, not less important. The Gemara thought it must be some gzeira. Ela sofik, my timer must be another reason. Dilma, but Kedisha, maybe he'll grind it up. The Maisa, he has granulated sin. But maybe some of it will become lumpy, and then he's going to have to grind it up. It's going to be an isirab tchina. Now, let it do tchina. So, So, why do we allow to do kisei adam when it's a vadai chai v'yoiv? Also make gzeira. The answer is Vadai. If it'll grind up the blotch of earth for a Vadai, means for a Vadai Chai V'yoyev, Kikovik Kedish Osi Ese V'docha Lois Ese. So the Gemara says, that's the answer. You'll say Ese Decha Lois Ese in such a case. Craig Dingma, what are you talking about? What kind of Ese Decha Lois Ese? Eimer the Amin and Ese Decha Lois Ese. When does such a rule apply? That's only if it's Biyidna. Simultaneous with the violation of the Aver, I'm fulfilling a mitzvah. So since I'm doing the Vatsachas, I'm doing the mitzvah now by violating an Aver, so that is Dechel Alay says. But what if I'll do an Aver now, and the smach that this Aver would lead me up to doing, I'll rob money from the bank, I'll rob $1 million from the government in order to make a yeshiva. So that's called mitzvah bob Aver. That's exactly the Shagasai writes. When do you say it's a mitzvah baba vera, and when do you say yes, a says? He says, that's the klal. If it's biyidno, bevasachas, bizman echod, I'm doing the mitzvah now, and by fulfilling the mitzvah, I have to violate an avera, then you say yes, a says. It could be that over there, let's say I'm founding a yeshiva simultaneously with the geneva from the government. Yeah. It could be that there it still wouldn't be a heter. Yeah. Because one has been adam lamok and one has been adam lachavera. And a lot of posts can say, that a mitzvah should be an adam lamok and can't be deicha and avera should be an adam lachavera. The Gemara has the reverse for sure, that a mitzvah should be an adam lachavera is not deicha and avera should be an adam lamok, and that's a deferish Gemara. That's a deferish Gemara. That what the Gemara has, let's say, someone is riding in his car, he's riding on the highway, and then he's going up to the bungalow colony, to the mountains, whatever, and I see they all have yarmulkes, the payas, the religious Jews, and as they're driving by, a valise falls off. And the valise falls off into a Beis HaKvaros. This is a cemetery right outside. I'm driving behind him, and I'm a Kohen. So am I allowed to stop off in the cemetery to pick up the thing? And it has their name, I know who they are, whatever. And am I allowed to be Metameh in the cemetery in order to do Hashavas HaVeva? So the Gemara says no, that a Kohen, the Beis HaKvaros, is not, there's no heter. The Gemara says, why don't you say, yes, the Gemara says, Let him do the. Let him be permitted to do the essay of Hashavas Aveda, even though he's in violation of the Leisester. So the Gemara has a few answers over there. So one answer is that it's not the Idna. That first he does the Avera of Tumas Mesim, and then later he's gonna. This will enable him later to do. That's a machlekes harishonim. But he said the whole time is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is only later, right? That's a machlekes harishonim. But the Gemara does answer midachina isura mikami mamoina, that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aved is a mitzvah should be not a mamokim, and the isur of Tumas Kahanim is an isur ben adam
mamokim.
Hashavas Aved is ben adam mahadera, and Tumas Kahanim is ben adam mamokim. So the Gemara says that a mitzvah should be not a mahadera cannot be doicha. It's not doicha. So that's a shaila. Doesn't mean only that direction. Maybe the other direction also not. That's what some achrayim say. In order for one to be doicha the other, they have to both be in the same realm. A mitzvah shemiradam la'amakim can be doicha and avera shemiradam la'amakim. A mitzvah shemiradam la'amakim maybe can be doicha and avera shemiradam la'amakim. But if they're in two different realms, one is mamayna, one is yisur. Mamayna means binadam la'amakim. And yisur means binadam la'amakim. So if the mitzvah and the avera belong to two different realms of mitzvahs, so then a group of achrayim say that you don't apply eser doicha la'ises. Anyway, here the Gemara says, when do you apply the rule of Eser Decha Loises? Only if it's Beidno, simultaneous with the Avera, he's fulfilling the mitzvah right now. But over here, it's not going to be simultaneous. First, he's going to grind up the Ofor, and that will be the Avera of Chilul Yontef. He's violating the Malach of Tochein, and this will enable him later to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisei Hadam. We need granulated sin. You need that it should be offered that's Tochein. So the Gemara gives two examples. What are the two examples? Well, we know that Eser Decha Loises and one is Biyidna Kigon. One is Mila B'Tzaras. Let's say the Moel has to perform a Bris Mila. There is a din, Hisham Lucha B'Nega Atzaras. What does it mean? Hisham, whenever it says Hisham Epen V'Yal, it means that it's a Loises. So there's some kind of a Loises over here. Hisham Lucha B'Nega Atzaras. You better be careful with the Nega Atzaras. So one interpretation that the Tanoim give is, you're not allowed to talk Lashon Hara. If you're going to talk Lashon Hara, it may cause you to become sick with the Negat Saras, like in this week's Sedra, Miriam became sick with the Negat Saras because she spoke Lashon Hara against her brother. So that's one interpretation that the Tanaim give. Yishamu ha-Negat Saras, you have to be careful not to get the Negat Saras, be careful not to talk Lashon Hara. But it's assumed that that's not the Pshuto Shal Mikra. That's a drasha. That's also included in the pasuk. What's the Pshuto Shal Mikra? So the Mishnahis have Hishamu Habenegat Tzaras Lishma Miyod Balasis Kuchol Hashayor Eschem HaKohanim. What it means is that if somebody sees on someone has a Negat Tzaras himself, or someone sees on someone else, let's say a doctor is a skin doctor, and he sees that one of the patients has a Negat Tzaras, if it's a Yiddish patient, so if he's a Kohen and the Kohen can paskin Tohor, you have to know is it a Negator or Negatomi. So if it's a Negatohor, and let the Kohen paskin Tohor, and then if you want, you can cut it off. But if it's a negatome or kozman, you didn't bring it to a kohen to paskin, then the lav is, hisham lecha b'negat tzaras, you're not allowed to be kotzitz b'hartoi. You're not allowed to be kotzitz your own baharis or a baharis on anybody else. You're not allowed to cut off a negat tzaras. What does it say? Hisham lecha b'negat tzaras, lishmo liyod v'lasetz k'chol ha-shayor eschem ha-kohanim. You have to first go for a psak to the kohanim. You're not allowed to avoid the whole issue of going for a psak kohanim after paskin and negat tzaras. So there's one easy way to solve the whole problem: cut off the whole negat tzaras. It'll be potter from the whole din. So that's the lav in the Torah, not to be koitzes baharis. So the din is that there is an exception to the rule. When are you permitted to cut off a negat tzaras? The mokam mitzvah mila, whether the mila is bismana shaloi bismana, does not make a difference. Mila is lecha Shabbos and Yontif. That's only if it's mila bismana. If it's Mila Shaloi Bizmana, then it's not Decha Shabbos Yon. But this din at Mila is Decha Tzaras, that you're permitted to cut off the Or Horla, that skin. Even if there happens to be a Nega Tzaras there, this the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference whether the Mila is Bizmana Shaloi Bizmana, the din is the same. So the Gemara says that's based on Esei Decha Loise. Esei, why? Because Mamish Beidno, simultaneous with the violation of the Aver of cutting off the Nega Tzaras, you were in fulfillment of the mitzvah. So then I say yes, Decha Loises. Then I say yes, Decha Loises. Inami, another example of yes, Decha Loises, where it's Beidna would be.
Why would the baby have
that?
Why would the baby have
that?
Why
It's supposed to be a punishment for an aver. It wasn't the baby shuldik. He didn't do. He didn't have a chance yet to do any aver. Maybe he kicked his mother inside. Philosophical question.
Yes.
So the Gemara gives another example of Esa Dechol says a satin bitzitzit. Satin means a four corner garment that's made from linen. So the din requires if you have a four corner garment made from any material. You have to put in tzitzis in the corner. The tzitzis has to consist of two parts, lovan and tailor. So the lovan strings don't necessarily have to create the problem of shatness. I can use linen strings. But the tailor strings, not enough that it's dyed the right color from the right source. It has to be wool. The strings of tailors have to be a specific material, namely wool. It's dyed a specific color, namely tailors. It comes from a specific source, namely from the chalazim. So what do you do if you have a four-corner garment that's a beged shel pishton, a linen garment, and you're obligated to put in tzitzis in the corners? So the lavan strings of the tzitzis will not pose any problem. But the trailer strings have to be dafke wool, it cannot be linen. So that's going to be a problem of shatnas. Even though it's not woven together, you just tie it on the corner in the hole. You tie it on, it says shatnas deraisa. So nonetheless, that constitutes shatnas and it's mutter. That's the din of Eser Dechol Oseis. In fact, that pasuk is the source of the whole din of Eser Dechol Oseis. Because you have the two dinim written next to each other. Gedilin Tassel Chol Abba Kamfas Ksusla is written next to the pasuk of Lo Silva Shatnas.
One of the eight strings has to be made out of
Well, the one that's going to be trailer is going to be the whole one is going to be a long one. There are four long ones. There are three different opinions. How many have to be trailers? The Rambam's opinion is that one out of eight. In other words, you dye half of a long string. There are four long strings, so the Rambam's opinion is you dye half of a long string. Yeah. And the Raiva's opinion is that you dye a hole in an entire long string. The entire long string, so it comes out that two out of the eight are blue and six out of the eight are white. And Rashi and Tosfos in the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Rambam or the Raiva. The Shulchan Aruch, they only quote Rashi and Tosfos. That is half and half. That is two long strings are white and two long strings are blue. So after you fold it over and you tie it up, you have
four and four.
Four will be white and four will be blue.
Shatnas and shatnas deraisa.
Oh, so that's Tosfos Kasha against Rashi. Rashi claims that it's only shatnas deraisa if it's mamish woven together. For Tosfos, so what does the Gemara raise a problem that you have the kilayim? The shatnas is a problem deraisa. You just tying a string in the corner that wasn't woven together. So Tosfos says it's a rai against Rashi that it's not correct. But Rashi said that it's only shatnas deraisa if it's all woven together. So they have to farem for Rashi. So the Mordechai has a territory, farem for Rashi. He says, if you're making tzitzis, so the Torah says that it's considered connected. So if the halacha says that this is considered connected, so then the shatnas deraisa. If you're not making tzitzis, then it's only considered connected if it's blended and woven in together. But if you're making it b'makom mitzvah tzitzis, then the halacha declares that it's mechubar yachad. But the pashtus is like Tosfos. Shulchan Aruch, we assume like Tosfos, that it would be climbed their ice if they're tied in together, even if it's not for Mokum Tzitzin.
Some I have a suit also would be climbed their ice if you just put in a lining, right? A lining of
together.
Full lining in
the Shaila, what do you mean? Let's say I have on one side, on two sides I have linen. I have linen, and then in the middle I have a piece of wool. And there's no thread that's really going through and through between the wool, and it's just that this is I sewed it up around and around so the linen is connected with the linen, but I sewed it up in such a way that the wool got caught, it got arrested in the middle. So that's the whole discussion in the Rishon. Pashtus is that's only the Rabbonim. Pashtus is that's only the Rabbonim. But if you have a thread that goes through and through the linen and the wool, and even though that's cotton, let's say that's rayon, the thread is something else, but it goes through and through and connects the two together. That'll be shatnas deraisa. That we will assume is shatnas deraisa. There's a tesis at the end of the first perek in Beitza that talks about the tesis of the Abin Peretz. At the end of the first perek in Beitza over here, I think over here on Yudalar of a base, and this place is to Zvav here, this one. They talk about these cases, about if you have a wall in the middle and it's sewn all around and around, but the thread didn't really go through and through the wool and the linen.
Yeah, just
that the wool got caught in the middle. Is that Shatran's the Reis or Shatran's the Rabban? The Tosis has a discussion about
this. It wouldn't really matter for us whether it's the Reis or the Rabban.
Doesn't make a difference?
Yeah. Also, there's a shallow whether by Yontif, whether Trina is with the Reiser or with the Rabbuna, whether you're allowed to grind up. From here would indicate the Trina would be the Reiser. No, if it would be the Rabbuna.
How can you tell that it's their Reiser? I mean, they're making a Xerah. We wouldn't allow you to use the sack full of sand, because maybe it'll be a blotch, maybe it'll congeal, and then you'll do Trina. Sounds like it's only a Xerah. It sounds like, yeah, if it would only be the Rabbana, where they're making Xerah. But then the Gemara rejects the whole thing anyway. The Gemara doesn't like that reason. And the Havamina, it sounds like that. And the Havamina, they were groping for an explanation. They didn't know my time of the Rover. They're trying to understand, why does he permit you to use the stack of sand for the sake of Kisa Adam only for Avadai and not for a Sotika? How can you explain that? The Gemara's going to finally say, because of Hilchas Muktzeh.
Yeah.
But first, they couldn't understand why. So they said, well, maybe he's going to do Ketisha. So they say, well, if it would be Avada, you would say Esedech Aloy Sese. Now that it's only a Safik, you don't say Esedech Aloy Sese. The Gemara said, what kind of Esedech Aloy Sese? It's not Biyidna. When do you allow Esedech Aloy Sese? Mila B'tzaras, that's an example. Wasad Mitzitzes, that's a good example. Why? The Biyidna, Biyidna means the same Zman. Simultaneously, the call Mecha Lav at the same time that is violating the law, called Mekayim Lasa, is Mekayim the Mitzvah Sese. Then you can say, Esa Dechala says, but here's the Faket. First he violates the Aveira. That enables him to fulfill the Mitzvah later. That's exactly what we call Mitzvah Bob Aveira. He did an Aveira first, which enabled him to perform a Mitzvah later. Hacha, here's the not so. The Idna, the Kamek Alav, at the time that he violated the law, Mekayim Lasa. So there's no din of Esa Dechala Sese. The Gemara says, Hola Kasha, that's an Ishken Kasha. By a Vadai case, it's Shaykh that he may do it simultaneously. As he's grinding up the offer, he already shechted the chicken, and there's a puddle of blood. As he's grinding up the offer, it's falling. It's not exactly Biyidna, it's a few seconds different. So the Gemara holds a few seconds Machnish Dois. Just because he's doing the Trina 2 seconds before, and then it falls to the ground. So that's called the
Could be he puts down the piece on the ground and then he squeezes it.
Then he does it. Okay. So the Gemara says maybe it is conceivable to say. Kasha, that's not a taina. How can you say as a dechla says why? The Bahadi, the same time he's grinding up, Kamachasi, he's doing Gisadam, it is Gimel, it is possible to visualize it of Bibidna. So the Gemara argues said that. So the Gemara, how did the Gemara leave it now? So if it'll be Avadai Kisi Adam, a real chaya, real loaf, then you'll say maybe Esedech Aloy Sese. So you don't have to be concerned. Maybe he'll do it Shaloi Biyidna. Since maybe he'll do it properly, so you don't have to make Exera the Rabbana. But if it's only a Sufik, then you have a problem. So the Gemara says, no, you still has nothing, no application of Esedech Aloy Sese, because one who does a Malach on Yontif is not only in violation of a loisase kol malacha, he's also in violation of the essay of Shabbosoy.
Yeah.
So anyone who does the malacha on Yontif is in violation of an essay and a loisase. We have a rule. Heter echel nefesh doesn't apply to the kisi adam because it's not ma'akiv in the heter on the flesh. You may eat, even with the Mishnah Berurah's Rabbeinu Hananel that he points out.
It's only like a
killer. They can eat it even if you don't do the Kisei Adam. So there's no heter echel nefesh.
Yes, I'll eat something else.
I mean, he say, he tira sofa mishim chilosam. Permit him to do a malacha later because otherwise he's not going to eat it. And the guy's not going to fast.
That's what he was saying.
He's not
going to
fast. He'll eat melachiks. He'll eat melachiks on Yom Kippur. Yeah. So the Gemara Tainis, what kind of Esed Dechaloy Sese? Stuff, it's all wrong. Yontif is an Esed Veloy Sese Hu. Then Esed Dechaloy Sese the Esed. There is a Klal Esed Dechaloy Sese, but it can't be Dechaloy Sese the Esed. So we don't understand what is the difference in what did Rava say over here? How did Rava explain the Mishnah in Bikurim? If you have a Vadai Chaya, Vadayov, you're permitted to shecht it and do your Kisei Adam. Our Mishnah says you allow him if he has Alpha Mukhan. If you have Alpha Mukhan, Efa Mukhan, whatever it is, he does the Kisei Adam. But if he has a Suffolk, we don't allow him. Why do we not allow him? Rabbi Yehuda the Amora said, Machnas Adam, Maloka Pasa, Kol Tzarachot. You can do Kol Tzarachot whatever you want. You don't need a Hetu B'Mokha Mitzvah. So even by a Suffolk of a Kui, you should also be Mut. Elama Rabbin, no, that's a big gemein. Efa Kir, Daita Levada, and Daita Le Suffolk. That's the pshat, that's what we said all along. When you're dealing with something that's mukse mamish, ashes, sawdust, sand, it's going to remain. Even if you're mazmin, it is going to remain mukse. It's going to remain mukse. The only thing is, it'll have a heter tilful for that specific purpose, or for other purposes equally important or more important. But if you have a ishtamshis, which is slightly less important, I say no, it's an Issa Tilton Mukze, it remains Mukze.
So he says, he has to have in mind what he's going to want to
do. He had all these things in mind on Erev Yom Tovor. He had other things in mind that are equally important or less important. So you're allowed to use the offer for more important things, they're equally important. But to use the offer for less important things, not. But as the Rabba Latayme, Rabba Gozla Shitasa, the Omar Rabba, Rabba made such a statement. Here Rav interprets that that's pshat in the Mishnah in Bikurim. And Rav made an independent statement that runs as follows. Hichnusof alachasas b'itzoya. And there, if Yontif, he set aside a sack of sand, intending lachasas b'itzoya, in case the baby has a dirty diaper. He wants the, and then it's gonna fall on the floor, so the tzoya is muktzah. Dirty diaper is muktzah. So by us, we say it's permissible to take the dirty diaper and throw it in the garbage. Being metalton mukta, so that's what the Gemara calls gerif shalrei. If you have, let's say, a bedpan that's full of meirag lime, full of tzoyas, mamish junk, mamish mukta. So if it's very disgusting and it's annoying in the location where it is, it's in the bathroom. So the bathroom is years ago. Yeah. The bathrooms, there was nothing to flush. So the bathroom was full of tzoyas, full of meirag lime. The whole bathroom was gerif shalrei. As man as they may be, even the bathroom may be considered a heter of gerushere because we don't have any tzoya sitting around. But let's say it's in the bedroom or the tzoya is in the kitchen or something, the baby has a dirty diaper or something. So then it's a heter because it's so annoying. So the Rav is making a statement. The fellow has a sack full of offer intending in case the dog, in case the cat, in case the baby, someone's going to make dirty the floor. So he's going to take this sawdust or the sand and pour it over it to cover it up a little bit. So if he intended lechasas b'tzoya, and then in the middle of Yontif he decides he's going to shech that chicken and he wants to use the sand or the sawdust to cover over the kisei adam, that's acceptable. Madach, he intended to use it for a possibility of tzoya, so the makom mitzvah is certainly good. That's a more important tishtamshin. But what if he intended Dam Tzipor? What if he intended to use this offer to fulfill a mitzvah kisei adam, and then there's a little dirty diaper in the middle of Yom Tov and wants to throw some of the sawdust? The Rabbi says you're not allowed to. Also lechasas, but say you're not allowed to. Why? Because the kisei adam is more of a vaday. That's considered more. He intended to shech the chicken. That's more of a vaday. The baby always has a dirty diaper. It's highly irregular. The whole 24 hours should go by without a dirty diaper, but it's not 100% vadai that the dirty diaper is going to land up in a place that fall on the floor. The baby has a diaper and you change the diaper. So that's rare. That's unusual that it should fall on the floor in such a way that you want to throw some sawdust on top of it. So that's what Rav says. If he set aside, if he designated the sack of sand or sawdust intending to do kisei adam, and then later he decides he wants to cover over some tzoya, that's considered a less important or less significant ishtamshus, because that's not as common. Nahar Beloy, the Chachamim from that city disagree with Rava, and their opinion is Nahar Beloy Amri. They said, "Afidich nusav lachaz b'adam tzipa is also mutar lachaz b'itzam tzoya."
No.
They're masking with him, but they hold that it's so common, occurrence that we know the baby's going to have a dirty diaper at least once a day. That he knows they're going to have a dirty diaper, and it's not so rare. He may change his mind not to eat the chicken also, and may decide not to chef the chicken. So the frequency, the likelihood that he's going to use the offer for the kisei adam of the chicken, the likelihood he's going to use it for the kisei of the tzoya, is not so much of a difference between the two. So that's considered, for all intents and purposes, that's considered equal level. Right, equal level. Now the Gemara says, and this is a machlokes amoraim. Kui, maybe that's different. A kui is a suffix al pi din. Rava went lishitas. Rava said two things that are the same. One is he said if you designated offer to use the kisa adam for chicken, then you're not allowed, or for a deer, you're not allowed to use it for a koi. And he said if you designated for shechting chickens a deer, you're not allowed to use it to cover up the dirty diaper. So the Narvloi disagreed regarding the dirty diaper. They say the dirty diaper is pretty common. That's like a vadai. That's equivalent to a vadai. But if you designated offer for the purpose of kisa adam vadai, you want to use it not to do kisa adam suffix, that's how pidin two levels of importance.
And Narvloi would agree with Rava.
Yeah, the first half of what Rava said that they would agree to. The second half, that they disagree. Second half, they disagree. Then the Gemara says that we know that there's such a machlok. Shaina Neretz Yisrael, but my Rava used to say this machlok. Okay.
Yeah.
That's the machlok. The Gemara goes a few times, they repeat it. Shaina. So that's Rava's explanation of the Mishnah in the Kurim, that the Mishnah sounds like it said, that's how we're interpreting it. It never says, what's the din of doing Kisei Adam on a Vadai Of, or a Vadai Chayim. It just says a suffix. You shouldn't check the suffix, because if you will, you won't be able to do the Kisei Adam. It doesn't say, what's the din of a Vadai. So the assumption is that it means that there's a din. It doesn't mean, Lo Miboy Koma. Even a suffix, you're not allowed to Koshken a Vadai. No, we don't accept that shot. We accept the Gemara backs out from that on the top of our base. We say no. If you have a vadai chayiv and you designated offer for the kisei adam, you're allowed to. But in the, if you designated offer for kisei adam of a vadai, then in the middle of yontif you change your mind to do a shechita and a kui, a suffix. So Rava says that it remains mukse, and this is a less important ishtamshus. You're not allowed to. The other amoraim are not so happy about this. A suffix mitzvah deraisa, so you leave out the bracha. When you do kisei adam on a kui, you leave out a bracha because suffix bracha is one. But a suffix mitzvah deraisa is also a mitzvah. It's a little bit less important. It's also a mitzvah. So, and they're both not ma'akev in the heter achila. In both cases, you're allowed to eat even if you don't do kisei adam. So that's why the amoraim, the other amoraim, are not so convinced of Rava's pshat. It may be masking with him in principle that there is such a rule that if you designated offer for more important hishtamshus, you're not allowed to use it for less important hishtamshus. You change your mind for something that's less important, but they're not so convinced that this is less important. A suffix mitzvah derais is also pretty important. So the Gemara quotes Rami, Brei de Rav Yeva Omar, by the small letter base, Kuli, Haina Taimet, Eloi Mechassinon. The real reason why the Mishnah says in Bikurim that you're not allowed to do Kisei Adam is Ananda Meiser. Zer Mishum HaTorah Schelboy. If the Balabatim will see that you're doing Kisei Adam, Kisei Adam is only if it's a chai or an ox. So an oaf, they know it isn't. The kui is a buffalo. They know it's not a bird, that's for sure. So the shail is it a dehema or is it a chai? So if you're doing Kisei Adam, so if they'll come over close, because here he's not saying a broche, so they'll understand it's only a suffix. But if they're standing from a distance, they're just going to see the man doing Kisei Adam.
So then
the Gemara's
kasha.
The Gemara's going to ask that kasha. So he says, we don't allow you to do Kisei Adam because people will think, oh, it must be a Vadai Chaya. Vadai Chaya, you're allowed to eat all the fat that you want. No chalev. And a kuy is a suffix. Fame a suffix chaya. It's a suffix isakaris. You may be eating chalev. That's an isakaris. So we shouldn't allow even on the weekdays. We should make exera de rabbanon not to allow you. Minatar, you have to do kisei adam isofik b'li broche kasofik deraisa l'chomer. Mid the rabbanon, we should say yeshkerach b'yar chachamim lakadov minatar b'shevi al tase. That's what Tosfos says in the bottom Tosfos. We should say yeshkerach b'yar chachamim lakadov minatar b'shevi al tase. We should forbid you from doing kisei ever. Doing kisei adam on a kui because someone will misunderstand and they'll think, oh, he did kisei adam as a vadai chaya, then you're allowed to eat the chel. So the Gemara asked Akasha, Ihochi bechol nami. So the Gemara says, no, bechol, yeah, on a weekday, someone shechting a kui, do kisei adam. It doesn't necessarily give, it doesn't necessarily convey the impression that we paskin already, that it's a vadai chaya doing kisei adam. Amri, people will say, he doesn't want to have a messy floor. A goy would also want not to have blood all over the floor.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, just because it does kisei adam on the weekdays, doesn't necessarily indicate that we have paskin, that it's a chai that you need kisei adam. If you do it on Yom Tov, everybody shows that you're doing it with Shei Mitzvah. You wouldn't do it l'naka chatzer. So Frank the Gemara Kasha, how can you say like that? That doing kisei adam on the weekdays does not indicate that it's done with Shei Mitzvah. What do you do if shochet b'yashpa ma'ikal ha'neima? What if he does the shechita on a garbage dump? On a heap of garbage? So what is he doing kisei adam for if not for the sake of the Mitzvah? What, he's worried? No, obviously, it's a dead giveaway. Obviously, he's doing kisei adam for the sake of the mitzvah. So would you tell me that yesh kach v'yachachomim l'akadom l'atar b'sheva al-tasi, you're not allowed to do the kisei adam? Or, for example, v'olimolech mai, what if it's on the weekdays? And it comes to an effect ha-shayla. He comes to the Rav Limolech, they ask ha-shayla, what should he do? So the Rav should tell him, the Rav is not allowed to tell him, the local rabbi shouldn't tell him to do kisei adam. Because he tells him to do kisei adam, he's going to mislead him into believing that it's a badai chaya. No, he tells him to do kisei adam without a bracha. It's a suffix name, it's a chaya. So what are you so worried about? So what are you so worried about over here that people will think that it's a chaya? They're not going to think it's a chaya. They'll understand they're not so stupid. The Gemara says, no. Elo zok the Gemara, b'chol. The psychology probably goes like this. This is Rav Yemer, who is it? Rami, Brei de Rav Yemer, says like this. He says, Elo zok, b'chol. Inami misveke, the balabatim will understand, even if it's only a suffix, whether you have to do kisei adam or not. Amale, so they'll understand. Amir le rabbanon, the rabbis will tell me, ziltrach, go bother yourself a chasi, and go do the kisei adam. So that I can understand, that it's a suffix. I have to go lechumris, I should do kisei adam without a bracha, but I shouldn't eat the chelev. I'll understand it's a suffix behem, a suffix chayev. But the yontif, the rabbi's going to tell me to go. Mechalal yontif. The man said, not doing mechalal anything yontif. It has a sack full of sawdust to use l'chol tzarachav to cover if they steal some orange juice, if there's soya, whatever comes up. But the balabati may make a mistake and think, the rabbi's telling me I should do kisei adam on yontif. It must be that it's a vadai. The amoyski paskin the vadai. That it's a chaya. And the mele the chelev is muter, and it's not so pasha that it's muter. It's a suffix there, Isa. That's what he says. The yontif, imisveke, if they're only in doubt whether the kuy is a beim or not, liamli rabbon ziltrach lechasi, would they have told me like that? Would they tell me to do kisei adam? So he says, anayik zera de rabbon. That's why we don't permit it, because of a new chashash. No, he's not. He wouldn't, because he cannot donate the chatas, not bob and edim and a dog, huh? And a suffix chatas, you don't bring a suffix. When you have a suffix and a chatas, you bring an Oshan Tolu.
You're never
going
to find that an Oshan Tolu.
You should bring an Oshan Tolu. We paskin, the Raman paskins, la halacha, that you only bring an Oshan Tolu when you have chaticha achas, mishtei chatichas.
Right.
If there are two pieces, and I know for sure one of them is chalev, and I'm not sure which one I ate, but that's called ikva yisura. Then you have Oshan Tolu. If I have one animal akuya, I'm not sure whether it's a beim or a chayim mela, I'm not sure whether the chelim is a nisa deraisa. That's a suffix. That's not an ikva yisura. Then you wouldn't bring an oshem tolim. You would not. This case, the way we passed him, you would not bring an oshem tolim. That's a machlokes hatanoim increases. In order to be chayim oshem tolim, so you have to have chaticha achas mishtei chatichas, as it has to be an ikva yisura or any suffix. So we passed him, you don't bring an oshem tolim. So these are the two sheets. Okay. And this week said where we have the din of Pesach Sheni that first year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Bnei Yisrael brought a Korban Pesach. So some of the people were Tmei, Mason. So they asked the Shaila, what's the din? Are they permitted to? Is there any Yetzir for that? So the Rabban Shalom gave them the din. They can make up a month later if they bring a Pesach Sheni. So the Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanoim. We have different midrash hatorah and midrashes then. We're used to, when you say in the Brisa, Rabbi Shmuel, Yud Gimel Midrash hatorah and midrashes then, Klal Prat, Prat Klal, Dovah Shoy B'Klal, these are very rare. Some of them don't even appear in the Talmud Babli anywhere. Some of these are never mentioned. Some of them are mentioned once. Some of them are mentioned once in Shas. Others are never mentioned. But we have other drashes, other Midrash HaTavim that are not mentioned in this Brisa, so they come up all the time in the Gemara. So one of the drushes that the Gemara has all the time is if you have letters or words in the Chumash that have Nekudas on top of them, so it's obvious that the Nekudas are there for a purpose to teach you some new idea, either an idea in Halacha or an idea in Hashkafa or an idea in history. Like we had in the beginning of Bamidbar, Rashi says, how come there's a Nekudas on the name Aaron? So he was not included in the census. Sometimes it tells you something about history. So here, Rashi quotes from one of the Tanoim that the reason why it says Derech Rechoko, the reason why there's a Nekuda and the Hey of Derech Rechoko, it's to teach us that it's not really far away. Where is the prosecution? Rashi quotes the Tana Chutzla Skupa Sazara. It's not really so far away, just outside of the threshold of the Beis Hamikdash. That shita that Rashi quotes, that's not the opinion that we accept halacha l'maisa. We don't pass like that. The Mishnah and Psochim, Rashi HaChumash a lot of times quotes different shitas that are not accepted. He wants to explain why is there in a kudus. He quotes that the Tanoim am the Chagishtelt of them, and then Tanoim Gazak because of this. We don't know what the other Tanoim say. But Rashi just wants to be more for you. Why is there in a kudus? So the Chazal have a comment on it. So it's interesting, how do we pass in Halacha? What's the definition of a Derech Rechoka? So the Mishnah says, Min Amadim V'lifnim is Derech Kroiva. Min Amadim V'lachutz is Derech Rechoka. How far is Modim? Modim, that's where the Chashmonaim live. So how far is Modim from Yerushalayim? So the Gemara says, Tezvav Mil, 15 mil. What's the significance? What's the magical number of 15 mil? So the Gemara has a whole discussion next to the last Perek Psochem. The last Perek Psochem is Arvi Psochem, but had a Prava Seder. Mishohei Tami is all about Pesach Shein. So the Mishnayis and the Gemara there explain the chiyuv to bring this way most of the Mishnayim. The Rambam has a whole different shot, but Rashi and Tais learn like this: the chiyuv to bring Pesach Korban Pesach begins at Chatzos. In the morning of Erev Pesach, there's no shaychus; you can't bring Korban Pesach. So the chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach begins at Chatzos, and you cannot bring the Korban Pesach after the Shkia. That's too late. So at Chatzos, we have to figure out where are you at the moment of Chatzos. Can you arrive in Yerushalayim, because the Korban Pesach can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Can you arrive in Yerushalayim if you'll start to travel at Chatzos by Shkia? It's not going to help if you're going to come after the Shkia, because that's already after the Zman Shchitas HaTesa. What do you mean, can you arrive? You take a helicopter, you take a fast airplane, you'll arrive. So the Gemara says, no, walking. If you'll arrive by riding on a wagon or riding on a horse, that doesn't count. We determine by walking. So how far a distance would an Adam Beinoni, an average, the different people, different heights, the taller person is, so the longer his legs are, so the faster he can walk. Yes, so he's going to walk faster. So the Gemara says, take an average speed of an average traveler going by foot. How far can he travel starting from Chatzos Erev Pesach going until Shkia? So the Gemara says the average would be Tezvav Mil. The Gemara's whole discussion had to be calculated at Cheshbon. So here, this halach of Derech Rechoika versus Derech Kreiva is not only relevant here, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today, it's relevant here, it's relevant for Hilchas Avelis. We have it all the time. The Gemara says, if someone died and the family is sitting Shiva, and another relative comes, he didn't hear anything, anybody died, he comes into the house, he sees the relatives are sitting Shiva, and he finds out that someone just died, and he's supposed to observe Shiva also. So they're ready on the fifth day, on the seventh day, the whole thing, seventh day in the morning, they didn't finish davening yet. If the meaning is that after they finish davening shachris, then they terminate the avelos. Let's say they didn't finish davening. They could have davened 6 o'clock. They decided to daven 7 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever. So because they're still sitting shiva, and this relative comes and he finds out before Omdu HaMenachmim Me'etzlo, so the Gemara says it depends. Did he come from a Makam Korav or from a Makam Rochoit? If he came from a Makam Karav, then he's mitzaref with them, and his shiva terminates. He finds out about it, and it's over. But if he came from a Makam Rachay, then he has to start his own shiva. So what's the definition of Makam Karav, Makam Rachay? So Tosis quotes the Rif quotes from the Baal Halachas Gedolos that it has to do with this thing. But by Korban Pesach, it's only Tesvav Mil, because Korban Pesach is Ken Shaychus in the morning. At Chatzos on Erev Pesach the Chiyuv begins, and it only lasts until Shkia. After Shkia you can't bring a Korban Pesach, it's too late. Avelis, people sit Avelis all day long. So the Baal Halachas Gedolos came up with this Taichi. He must have had a tradition from the Goyim. He said that over here has to do with 30 mil, because it goes all day long. People travel all day long from the morning. The travelers can travel. They don't travel in the nighttime. We travel in the nighttime. They go by plane. They go by automobile. But in the days of Chazal, when people were walking by foot, so they only walked in the daytime. So he says he has to take into consideration all day long. So the post can say the shear over here is 30 mil. So, but today when Mekel people come from Eretz Yisrael, they come from Europe, but it's way more than 30 mil. 30 mil is very little. So the Achreidim brought up an issue. This shear of Tesvav mil, was that a halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim? That's it? The distance that a person can travel. And the Gemara says if he's going to go by horseback or by wagon, he's going to come faster. But the halacha says we ignore that. So why do you ignore that? Why do you measure according to walking? Is that halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim something? That's it? But he's saying no. The halacha l'moshe Mitzrayim was the way the average traveler would travel in your generation at that time. So the average traveler of his man by Shani, couldn't afford to go by horseback or to go by wagon. But his man is there. If a person is going from Eretz to America, he's not going to go by horseback. He's not going to walk. He's not going to go by. Obviously, he's going to take an airplane. Not everybody will take the
Concorde.
Most people will take a plane, less expensive. Yeah, they'll take a less expensive airplane. So that's what many poskim raised the issue. The Nadav Yehuda with the Truva Me'ahava, the Talmud of Nadav Yehuda said they raised the issue. The Tiferes Yisrael Mishnah talks about it, and that Kuf in the 1700s they raised this issue. Maybe this shear is not it's not etched in stone. The Gemara seems to assume that it's halacha l'moshim, but does it mean halacha l'moshim Sinai? This is the way it was formulated. He said different times the Gemara has halacha l'moshim Sinai chatos hamesos. Let's say chatos hamesos by leho. Is lemisa ozla, you have to lock it up in a room and let it die from starvation. So then the Gemara says, we have halacha, that's halacha l'moshim Sinai. Then the Gemara says, halacha l'moshim Sinai, kol shevachatas meisa ba'oshim roya. If you have an osham, shemesa ba'ileh, an osham shem is kapra ba'ileh ba'cheris. So the Gemara says, roa. What do you mean roa? You let it go to the pasture, get a mum, and then when it gets a mum, then you paid it, and the money goes to buy korban oil. So the Rabbein and Tam and Tosfos says, every 15 blot and kotchim, and lochim, and us keeps on repeating. So this is every 15, 20 blood quotes up in town. That's not the original nusach of the halacha l'moshim Sinai. The original nusach was that it's korev oilo. The actual korban oshim itself is korev oilo. The chachamim made exer the rabbani, shows it's an opening gemara. So they said you have to wait till it gets a mum, exer the rabbani. So when the gemara writes halacha l'moshim Sinai kol shebachatas meis boshma, that means that's after we touched up the halacha l'moshim Sinai. The Gemara quotes a lot of times halachas l'moshim Sinai, they have already been touched up by the Chachamim. That's not the original nusach. So here also, the Achreinim on the Sufik, when you say that this is the shear, 30 mil for Avelos, and they say 15 mil over here by Korban Pesach. What's going to be when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt? The average traveler who's interested in Korban Pesach will not be walking by foot. Although we don't know whether they'll all come by helicopter, maybe, but no one's going to walk by foot. Nobody. I think we left off Chesam and Aleph. We didn't get too far this week. We were discussing the dinner. Yeah. So the Gemara quotes the Memra. The Gemara quotes the Memra of Rabbi Yehuda, but right in the middle of that Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Memra of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amora. Machnas Adam Maloku Pasa. Offer a person can take a sack full of sand and dust, and sand is Mukta Machmas Gufay. That's the real Mukta. When you have Eitim Avonim Yafan, when you have twigs, when you have pebbles or you have sand or junk, something that's real junk is muktzah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, nonetheless, if you designate this sand for some hishtamshus, you plan to use it for something or another, so then, despite the fact that it's muktzah, v'osa ba'a kol tzarkai, he can use it for whatever he wants. Fine. So the Gemara asks Akasha, how can that be? Yeah. Frag the Gemara Kasha. What is the next Gemara quote? Dorash Mazutra Mishmei de Mazutra Rabba. One of the Amoraim said, Behu, that's only provided Sheikh Eloi Karen Zav. It's only if he puts this sack of sand in a corner. Let's say if he buys sand specially in order to cover up dirt or something. Whenever there's something that's going to spill. Someone's going to spill something, so he's going to pour sawdust, let's say. Mm-hmm. So if he has the sawdust spread on the floor, and then he's going to take a shovel and take it from here to there, so the sawdust that's spread to the floor is batalag of the floor. The only time it's not going to be batalag of the floor is if it's melo kupasa, if it's a sack full, and it's clearly designated, it's miyuchad b'keren zavis, it's in a special corner, it's not spread on the floor. If it's spread on the floor, then it's batalag of the floor, then it will be muktze, and you won't be allowed to move it around. But if he designated it for the purpose of moving, so then it's a special heter. It's not that it's always mukta, it remains mukta, but it's a special heter mishtamshes for that purpose. So, Frek, the Gemara Kasha, there is a Mishnah in Bikurim that speaks about the dinim of a kui. A kui is some kind of an animal which has a status of a sofik chaya, sofik behema. There are differences in halacha between a chaya and a behema. One, the Gemara is going to speak about some of them. So one difference is the mitzvah of kisui hadam. That the Torah says when you shecht either chayo or oaf, there is a mitzvah to do kisei adam, shecht chickens and turkeys, ducks, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam to have a little sawdust on top, sawdust on bottom, granulated sawdust, and to cover it over and say a bracha over the mitzvah of kisei adam. When you shecht a behem, and when you shecht a cow, or a calf, or a goat, or something like that, there's no mitzvah. You shecht a deer is a chayo, so that does require kisei adam. So this kui is a problematic animal. It's a sofik chaya, sofik behemah. So you have to do kisei hadam mi sofik b'li bracha. If it would be a vadai, then you would say a bracha over the kisei hadam. Since it's only a mitzvah mi sofik, so you do the kisei hadam b'li bracha. What's another difference between a chaya and a behemah? The difference is going to get to chelev. Chelev of behemah is also with an isa kores. It says chelev shor kesev yeis. So shor kesev yeis, shor is behema gasa, and kesev yeis is a behema daka. Six of in the seizim, se is a behema daka. It's a difference how long the pregnancy is. It's a different type of an animal. It's not just that this is fatter than a behema gasa, that happens to be fatter than a behema daka. It's a difference, the whole type of the whole biology is different.
9 months, 5 months.
No, well, yeah. The behema gasa is a 9 month pregnancy, and the behema daka is a 5 month pregnancy. That's what the Gemara says, yeah. So both of them, behema gasa, behema daka, the din is that chelev is also. That's how it says in the Chumash. But chelev of a chaya is muta. It's not so healthy, but it's muta. Strictly speaking, the chelev is muta. But if you have a kui, this animal is a suffic chaya, suffic behema, so you're not permitted to eat the chelev mi suffic. Why should the kui be a suffic? What? How do you determine whether any given animal is a chaya or is the behemah? So the Gemara Chulin gives you simonim how to determine if the horns are shaped like this. So the Gemara gives simonim how to determine. So what's the shaila? Look at the kui and you'll find out whether it belongs to this category or belongs to that category. So the Gemara, has a whole discussion in Chulin what it is. So some claim that a kui is a hybrid. Some say it's a separate berry b'fnatzma, and some claim that it's a hybrid, that the father was a behemah and the mother was a chaya, or fakir, the father was a chaya and the mother is a behemah. It's a mix, yeah. So it's a mix. So what's the shaila? So the Gemara discusses there in Chulin. Gemara has a discussion. Do you say choshishim lezera ha'av, or do you say ein choshishim lezera ha'av? By human beings, we say that a child is misyach is not only after the mother who carries him for 9 months. The child is misyachas after the father also. Mishpachosim leveis avosim. Let's say by Yidin, we determine who's a kohen, who's a levi, who belongs to Shevet Yisachar, who belongs to Shevet Yehuda, who belongs to Shevet Zvulun. It's all determined by the father. By goyim is also like that. You determine what nationality the nochri belongs to. Is he an amaleki? The halacha distinguishes between different nationalities by the nations of the world, by the umas ha'olam. So that's determined by the father. The Gemara learns that from Sukkim Debu Umois, with respect to a Chinese man marries a Japanese woman, or a French man marries an Italian woman. So what determines the status of the child? So the Gemara says the father. It's all determined by the father. and not by the mother. These cases that I gave doesn't make a difference whether the child is labeled Japanese or Chinese or French or Italian. But let's say one is going to be an Amaleki, or one of the Zayinumas, or Amonim, or Yobi Mitzvah, or Doimi. So there the halacha does distinguish. So there the Gemara says that it's all determined by the father. So the mother certainly. Right. The machlek is between the Tosfos and the Ramban, whether by the Jews they had the same din as by the Goyim, or it already was changed earlier, that by the Jews it always was determined by the mother.
But now Gulal, so you know, you don't know who's Amalekhi or Amoinu Ahoi.
Yeah.
It's all Gulal.
Yeah. Okay, we don't know who's who? Yeah. That's how the Rambam writes it. We don't know who's who, so all these distinctions between the different Umays fall away. Yeah. So we know that by human beings, both by Jews and by non-Jews as well, the child is not only Mesiachas after the mother, that's for sure. The mother carries him for 9 months, so for sure the child is Mesiachas after the mother, but the child is Mesiachas after the father as well, both by the Jews and by the non-Jews. What about by Behemoth? What about by Behemoth? Does the Vlad only have a Yichas with the mother, who carried him for 5 months or for 9 months, whatever it happened to be? Or do you say, no, Choshishim Lezerah Ha'av, the Vlad is not only Mesiachas after the mother, the Vlad is Mesiachas after the father as well. So the Gemara says, what will happen afkemina over here? Let's say the mother is a Chaya and the father is a Behemah, the mother is a Behemah and the father is a Chaya. So if you say only the mother determines, and there's no Yichas by the father, so then whatever the mother is, that determines all. But if you say no, so that expression means that both the mother and the father have input to determine what the status of the child is. The Gemara has their discussions in Chulin. There's a third nafkamina also. We said two nafkaminas. What's the difference whether the koi is a chaya or a behemus? The one difference is whether the chaylub is mutar or rasar, and one difference is the mitzvah kisi adam. The Gemara says the third difference is the din of oisav es benoi. That the iser oisav es benoi, it says shor oseh. Oisav es benoi lo isi shchato b'yomecha. So shor oseh covers the whole gamut, the whole range of behemah gasa, behemah daka that are kosher. They are not kosher behemahs, but the only kosher ones are shor, sekvasim, and seizim. That's it. Shor means behemah gasa, that's kosher. And so if you shech the behemah tameyo, a non-kosher animal, the shchita does not have a shem shchita, so there's not going to be any yisav osav benoi. Let's say I shoot osav b'yez benoi b'yoy mechot. For some reason or another, I want to get rid of, have too many behemahs, and I want to shoot some of them. So there's no violation. Osav es benoi is only prohibited if you do a ma'aseh shchita. If you just shoot it, so there's no osav es benoi. So shchita is not chal on a behemah tameya, on a non-kosher animal. So the Chumash says that shor v'seh, osav es benoi lo se shchatu v'yamecha, shor v'seh covers the whole range of all the kosher animals that fall under the category of behemah. By chaya there's no din of osav es benoi, and by oif there's no din of osav es benoi. Yeah, I don't remember.
Giraffe is
kosher. I think it does. I think it's supposed to be kosher. Yeah. I don't know. Is it a baby or a chaya? I don't know. I think it is. I think it's supposed to be kosher. Yeah.
What part of the neck are you
shechting?
How come the so what?
So we don't want to have dam from a behemah either, so you have to salt it.
No.
The dam is the same. The dam is the same. Dam behemah, dam chai is exactly the same dinim. The isakaris, everything is the same, and you have to salt it, everything exactly the same. The dinim are exactly the same. In the Chumash it says it's mutter. The Torah lists off high old Tzvivi Yachman. The Torah lists off which animals are kosher. So those are the three differences that the Gemara Chulin discusses regarding the Kui. The Kui is a Sofik Beim, a Sofik Chaya. One opinion in the Tanaim is that it's a Min Bifnei Atzma. It's not a Sofik because of Choshishin Lezerah Ha'av. That's a Machloikis. Is Kui a separate category? Mechaber quotes that Kui is a buffalo, but it's not the buffalo that we have. It's a different kind. Mechaber writes that Lashon buffalo. It's a different buffalo, not the one that we have.
What is the buffalo we have?
The bison is a little different than the buffalo, no?
Anyway.
The buffalo is a kosher behemah, no?
Yeah. So the Mishnah in Bikurim speaks about the status of the kui, that it's a sofik chai, sofik beim, and so it says the chaylev is osur, but b'diyevet, if someone went and he ate the chaylev, we won't tell him that he's chayv to eat the chayv to bring a korban chatos, because you don't bring me sofik, you don't bring chulun lazor, and a chatos is not bob and edwin and adobus, and maybe the kui is really a chaya, and there is no isur of chaylev. And then it says shchita for sure it needs. Regular shchitit needs. Manam shachit, it's a beim or a chay. The dam is also for sure, because the chay and beim are exactly the same as far as dam is concerned. But as far as osavi has been, oh, it's also, but you wouldn't get malkas because it's a suffix. And as far as the chaylev, it's also. And as far, yeah, in the kisei adam, you do kisei adam b'li bracha. So the Mishnah says, ein shach the osavi yontif. You should not shecht a kui on yontif because the mishkata, if you did shecht, ein mechasen is dami. You're not permitted to do kisei adam. So if you know in advance that when you're going to shecht the kui, you're going to become a chuyif to do kisei adam, and you won't be able to, you have no heter to do it on yontif, so then it's preferable to eat milchiks. So eat milchiks on yontif, or eat by somebody else. Oh, that's what the Gemara is going to ask. So frag the Gemara, what's the problem? If you just said, this is the meisve.
Yeah.
Meisve means this is the tiyufta. This is the kashif and the Mishnah and Bikurim against the member of Rav Yehuda. How can the Amora make a statement that I can take a sack of sawdust, I can take a sack of sand, and leave it in the corner of my kitchen, or leave it in the corner of my backyard, and designate it that I plan to use this sand to cover up whatever dirt or whatever liquid is going to spill, and that solves the problem of mukta. Even though sand, eitz ma bonu yofer, is mukta mamish, there's no problem of mukta over here because I designated it for that purpose. Frankly, Gemara Meisva, how can you say that? The Mishnah says that if you shech the kui on yontif, you're not allowed to do kisei adam, probably because it's a suffix. If you shech the regular chaya on yontif, chaya, shech the chicken on yontif, mistami, you are permitted to do kisei adam. That's what the Mishnah said over here. Modim shim shochat, sheyach bevedeka v'yichasu. So the Mishnah does talk about doing kisei adam on yontif. But a kui you're not allowed to, because it's only a suffix. You're not allowed to be doicha the yisr. That's when the Gemara is going to ask, what is it? What is it that you're going to be doich over here? So the Mishnah says in Bikurim that a kui is only a suffik, kisi adam, so there's no hefet to be doich of the Yisr. Correct the Gemara, what's the Yisr? The Yim Yisr, if Rav Yehuda is right, that if you have a sack of sand designated for Hishtamshis on Yontif, so you're allowed to use it, so lachasi kid Rav Yehuda. So follow the Yitzah that the Amora Rav Yehuda said, do the kisui, cover over the dam, like Rav Yehuda recommends. So what's the problem? So doesn't it show that there is no such din? That whatever is good for kisei adam, namely ofor, is mukta by definition, and there's no way to solve the problem of mukta, and you're not allowed to use mukta for kisei adam of a suffix. We're only mate the isa mukta when it's a vadai, namely when you have a vadai chaya or a vadai oaf, shecht a chicken or shecht a deer, but if shechting a kui, which is a suffix name, a suffix chaya, so there's no heter to do the kisei adam. So it doesn't approve in the mission that there's no way to solve the problem of mukta. Freg the Gemara v'litai mech. What do you think? That mishnah is going to be a teyufte, a pircha against Rav Yehuda? But you yourself admit you have a whole mission over here. We just spent so much time before Shavuos. We spent time learning the mishnah. Machlek is bisham and bisilo. What do you permit under which circumstances? So the Gemara says if you have a deka note, if you have a shovel that's stuck into the ground and all the earth is granulated, so the deka notes, the shovel that's stuck in the ground solves the problem of mukta. That's what Tosis pointed out here on Chesam and Aleph, the last two lines in the second Tosis. So Tosis said v'yesh loyma and dibra maskel v'ena tzorech elo v'afform. So they say v'yesh loyma, what do you need deka notes for? The mekama kambina shehe mucha me'erev yontav. The purpose of the deka notes of having the shovel stuck in the ground is to solve the issue of mukta. So state the Feirish in the Bavli, that's how Taisus read the Gemara, that the Deka notes does solve the problem of mukta. The only so what was the issue that was debated by the Bisham and the Bisil? The issue that they were fighting about was not an issue of mukta. It was the machlokes of choifer guma veinatzach el alaforos. You were in violation of an iser charisha, but it's not an iser deraisa. It's only an iser derabbanan. Why is it only the Rabbanan? So Rashi said because it's Mekalkal, and Taisa said because it's a Malacha Shen Svicha L'Gufa. He's not going to use the Gufa. He's not going to use the Guma. So because it's only the Rabbanan, so the Makam Mitzvah L'Gozer Be'Rabbanan. So if he already shechted the Chayiv Yov, and he has the chiyuv to do the kisei adam, so we permit him to violate the yisur d'rabbanan. If he didn't shecht yet, and it comes to esker shaila, is he allowed to shecht? So that's a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai say we would encourage him in the first place, go shecht gesuntehei, and we permit you to violate the yisur d'rabbanan. Beis Hillel say no, it's better not to shecht. Don't get involved. Don't get involved. So the Gemara asks, how can you think that the Mishnah by Kui, the Mishnah in Bikurim, that says it's not permissible to shecht the Kui on Yonta because you're going to become involved in a Safik Mitzvah Kis Adam, and there's no way that you'll be permitted to violate the Isra Mukza. How can you say that Mishnah serves as a Tiyufta against Rabbi Yudah? Well, we know we have ways to solve the problem of Mukza. If you have a Deka, no, it's Mibod Yom. If you have a shovel stuck in, we assume before that does solve the problem of Mukza. You think that mission is a tiyufta against the Amora, Rabbi Yudah, lechasye, what is the Gemara saying? V'litamech lechasye be'efer kiro, or b'deke knows, why don't you use some efer kiro, some ashes from the furnace that the Mishnah says that it's not a problem of mukta. Efer kiro, there's no problems at all. Or b'deke knows, where the deke knows the fact that the shovel is stuck into the sandbox there, into the sand, that solves the problem of mukta. The only issue involved is the making the harisha. So the makam mitzvah we allow it. No, a safik mitzvah deiris is also a mitzvah. You don't say a bracha, but it's still a safik kui is a safik beim a safik chai. So it's a safik mitzvah. So why shouldn't you have to do the kisei adam on that also? So the answer must. So the Mishnah is tamapela. How does the Mishnah say that there's no way that you're permitted to do kisei adam for a kui on your, what mean there's no way? Use Efer Kira. So must be Elo de Leisle. The answer must be the Mishnah in Bikurim is talking about a case you don't have any yeshes, you don't have anything that you can do, you didn't prepare anything in advance. So Hachanami de Leisle. Maybe that's the answer. The Mishnah does not contradict the Amora Rav Yudah. It's talking about a case he didn't prepare a sack of sand Mibod Yom. If he would have prepared, that would solve the problem, it would be okay. That would solve the problem of Mukta. He's talking a case that he simply doesn't have. Craig de Gemara, what are you talking about? How can you tell me that the Mishnah is talking he doesn't have? He hachi, if that's what it's talking about. So my area is Sufik. Why does the Mishnah in Bikurim only say that you're not allowed to shech the koi because you're going to get stuck? You'll have a Sufik chiv kisei adam which you won't be able to fulfill. I feel the vaday nami. If you don't have anything prepared in advance, so you shouldn't even shech the chicken. Why only a koi where it's a Sufik mitzvah, even if it's a vaday chiv? I'll shech the deer, I'll shech the chicken, which is a vadei chaya, a vadei yolt, and I'm vadei chayim kisei adam. You should also not be permitted to shech the onion if you don't have any offer. So why does the Mishnah only say kui? So the Gemara says no. They're still insisting. The pshat is that he doesn't have. What the Mishnah meant to say is loyme boy komer. Even a kui, you're not allowed to shech. A vadei chaya and a vadei yolt, whether it's going to become a vadei chiyuv kisei adam. And your vaday going to be mevatel mitzvah. That for sure is not proper to shecht on yontif. You're machnes atzmecho levaday chiyuv, knowing in advance that you're going to be mevatel mitzvah. But maybe by koi, the Gemara says, lomit by koi, the Mishnah says, even a koi, it's a chiddush. Lomit by means, it's a chiddush that even a koi, you're not allowed to shecht on yontif. Lomit by vaday, this is for sure a vaday chaya, vaday behemoth, the loy lishchad, you shouldn't shecht on yontif if you have no sand, no ashes prepared in advance to use for the purpose of kisei adam. That's vaday not right. Abel sofik, but if it's only a koi, I might have said mishum simchas yontif. He wants to enjoy have a fleshig milk. Doesn't want just have the milchik blintzes. So I would have thought lishchayt v'lo lachas. You permit him to do the shchite. So v'etam mevatel zayin asofik mitzvah. The kamash on the mishnah. That even if it's only a sofik, still you're not permitted to put yourself into a circumstance where you're going to be mevatel asofik mitzvah. That's how the Gemara interpreted the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to shech the kui, it's an okimta pshat. We're talking about a case that he has nothing prepared, and he'll have to violate mukta, and there's no heter, even though it's a kui. A vadai chayvio for sure is not proper, and even a kui also not. Craig, the Gemara, in the top of Amud Beis, how can it be? That's clearly not the pshat. Bahamidik Tani Sefer, but the Mishnah continues to say that next line in the Mishnah Bikurim says, you're not allowed to shech the kui in the first place on Yontif, knowing in advance that you become a kui of kisei adam. And if you did shech it, there's no heter to do the kisei adam. Craig Dingmar, Niktani Sefer Meshchotei Mechasen as Domai, It says you're not allowed to do kise adam. Michlal, the mashmos is b'disli askinon. Yeah. It sounds like there is sin.
Right,
it does have something. It does have something, and it says we still don't permit you to do the kise adam. Pashup shat is that he does have something to use. So does the chatela? What's going on? If he has it, if he has the sand, a sack of sawdust, and he designated it to cover over whenever someone's going to steal something, going to throw on the sawdust for all purposes. So there's no problem on Muktzah. So what's the problem? So why doesn't the Mishnah not permit you to do the Kisei Adam? Yeah?
I'm not following. According to this Mishnah, you should not be allowed generically. You're not allowed to shaft a koi when you have the sand, but you don't have the sand. Koi should not be shafted. Is that what the Mishnah is trying to
do? No. So far the Gemara, the Mishnah says like this. If you'll shech the kui on Yontif, you won't be permitted to do the kisei adam. So therefore, you better not shech the kui on Yontif because you will become a chuyiv in a sofik mitzvah. Kui is a sofik beim sofik chayim. And you shouldn't put yourself into a situation where you may become, you are becoming a chuyiv to do a mitzvah mitzvah, and you know in advance that you won't be able to fulfill that mitzvah. If you're not a chuyiv in a mitzvah, you're not a chuyiv. But to put yourself, let's say, don't wear an arba kampis. The person wears a shirt, a jacket, trousers, underwear. Nothing has four corners. So he's not chayv in the mitzvah tzitzis. Not a problem, not mechuyiv. But if he wears a four-corner garment and he doesn't put on tzitzis, then he's mevatel mitzvah. What if he doesn't have any strings, he doesn't have tzitzis available? So don't wear the four-corner garment. Wear some other clothes. Don't put yourself into a circumstance where you're mechuyiv in the mitzvah tzitzis and you're unable to fulfill the mitzvah. Don't do that. Better is not to wear an arba kam. Don't wear a four-corner garment so you won't become mechuyiv in the mitzvah.
Why can't you do it just so you have to answer?
The assumption is that it's going to get absorbed in the earth and there won't be any ability to do the kisei adam. If it'll still be around, so then you will be able to do the kisei adam. You're permitted to eat the flesh before kisei adam, so that wouldn't pose a problem. That's the bottom Rashi on the daf says, on Ches on the Beis, the last Rashi writes, that's not a problem. You can eat the flesh now, even if you'll do the kisei adam later. That's not makiv in the heter achiva. The Mishnah Brura points out there's Rabbeinu Hananel on his daf, who seems to imply that l'chatchila you shouldn't eat the flesh before you do the kisei adam. If you have, let's say, the sheikhet is not so frum. The sheikhet knows how to do shechita well. He doesn't like to do kisei adam. He likes to watch television better. So he does the shechita on the chicken, and then he gives me the chicken to eat. He salts it in shein, and he doesn't do kisei adam. So is there anything? So I say, he's lacking a mitzvah. He's missing a mitzvah. So I say, he's missing a mitzvah, but to the flesh,
it doesn't affect
the flesh. The flesh is absolutely had to goma. But he's saying, no, l'chatchila, it's not right. So the Mishnah Brura quotes Rabbeinu Hanan, Lanez Daf, who tones down this Rashi. The bottom Rashi writes, on Ches on the Beis, the last line of Rashi writes, the kisei adam has no effect at all on the flesh. That's a mitzvah, and the one who did the shechita should do the kisei adam, can eat the flesh. But the Rabbeinu Hanan implies not so, and the explanation is, obvious, there's a Tesis in Chulin, on Daf Peivov, and Aleph, where Tesis has Haychochis from the Gemara, the kisei adam is considered the gemara of the shechita. It's considered as if the shechita is incomplete until you do kisei adam on those animals that need kisei adam. On a behema, you don't need kisei adam, so it's complete. On a chay of the oaf, where you need kisei adam, so it's considered incomplete. So he says that lachatchila it's not proper to eat the flesh before you do the kisei adam. I don't think so. The shechit does on his own. He shechts his own. Why should he be my shaliach? I want to what?
I want to leave the yoke and I'm obligated to do shechita. I cannot do it the father
is mechuyev to do the mitzvah of milah. So some poskim hold, some rishonim achrayim hold, that he should make the mechaber writes like that. Rabbi Yosef Kar writes, you should appoint the moel as a shliach. Others say also not. Others say by milah also not. The moel does on his own, he's mishkin shliach. But many hold, the mechaber writes like that, he's considered the shliach of the father. By shechting, the pashtus is that he's not my shliach. Pashtus is like that. Not to make the shechita. the place he writes in Yeridei, Rabbi Yonis and Abishitz has a commentary, a whole sefer on Yeridei that's called Crazy Placey. So he writes that in Chutzalort the practice was for centuries that we didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Zerua Lach HaYayim V'HaKeva. It says in the Chumash a mitzvah, we never did it. It says when you shecht the behema, I think that does not apply to Chai V'Yoyt. It only applies to behema, no? When you shecht right, so you're supposed to give to the Kohanim a matana, Zerua Lach HaYayim V'HaKeva, part of the leg. And the bottom of the cheek, right, and the belly, right. Special mitzvah to give. So how come for centuries we haven't fulfilled this mitzvah? So the poskim all right in Yeridei, we rely on Rashi. Rashi, there's a whole perek Hazra l'chayim akeva. The last perek, next to the last perek in Chul. The last perek, I think, is Shiloh Hakad. So next to the last perek is perek Hazroa. So Rashi interprets in the Gemara there that we follow the opinion of the Tana who holds that this mitzvah doesn't apply in Chutzlah. It only applies in Eretz. Where's the Pasuk? It's problematic where the Pasuk is. But that's what Rashi says on the Gemara. But that was the minhag for many years. So the crazy place he writes that he lived in the 1700s, Rabbi Yonis and Abishit. So he writes that Chassidim Anshei Maisa were very interested in fulfilling this mitzvah of Zerua Lach HaYayim V'HaKeva. They wanted to have an opportunity of fulfilling as many of the Taryag mitzvahs as possible. But they lived in Europe. So what are they going to go travel to Eretz Yisrael especially? So they used to send money to Eretz Yisrael. They used to send cash that someone should buy a behemah and shecht it in Eretz Yisrael on their behalf and give the Zerua Lach HaYayim HaKeva on their behalf and shlucha shalodin kemaisai. That's the lashon that he uses. Shlucha shalodin kemaisai, that they, since the shechting, they bought the behemah for me. I sent money that they should purchase the behemah on my behalf, so it's my behemah. My shliach is buying an animal on my behalf, so it's my behemah. And then they do the shechita on my behalf. I don't know, I don't think you can say the hetesh, the shchita, in the sense of the hetesh shchita, that doesn't relate to me. But if it's my behemah, and he's shechting on my behalf because I'm paying him money to do this, then you say that he's fulfilling the mitzvah. It was all hayam akeva from the flesh, that's from my behemah, on my behalf. So you consider that a form of shlichus. So just plain the shchita, the kisi adam, I don't think it's right to say I'm not shlichus. We give Pinyin Aben with a bracha. We say a bracha on the Pinyin Aben. The Kohanim Duchen, they say a bracha. Shekudishani Bikudusha Sashalaram. So that's a shala. How can you say that it's off a Kohanim? Truth of the matter is, there is a din. The Gemara talks about the difference between the second parak and Ksubis. The Gemara has a whole study where they talk about the difference between Kohani Chazake and Kohen Miyuchas. Kohen Chazaka means Mishtalta Pechazaka. His father used to get the first Aliyah. Grandfather got the first Aliyah. So Mishtalta Pechazaka, we assume he's probably a Kohen also. If you don't know otherwise, we assume he's a Kohen. And Kohen Miyuchas means that he has a Ksav Yichas. He has a notebook that lists off his father with his wife, the grandfather with his wife, all the way back, that everything he can demonstrate all the way back to a Kohen who did Avoid and the Beis Hamikdash. That he really is a Kohen. So the Gemara in the second parak in Ksubis quotes Pesukim from Nehemiah. It says that Ezra and Nehemiah came back from Golden Bovel after 7 years and they built the Bais Sheni and they were going to bring Korbanos. So then the Kohanim came, they wanted to be Makor Korbanos. So those who were Kohanim Chazokah, it says they were requested to show Aksav Yichas. When they were unable to produce it, state Nego'alu Min HaKuhuna. They were rejected from Kuhuna. They weren't permitted. Ezra and Nehemiah wouldn't allow them. And Chagas Chari Malachi were there. They wouldn't allow them to be makriv karbonis in the Bais Sheni.
And what happened? They couldn't marry
so they Gush v'chalutza? They couldn't marry Gush v'chalutza. They were permitted to eat truma. The Gemara says they were permitted to eat truma, but they were not permitted to be makriv karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the question. What kind of a compromise is that? Are they Kohanim? Are they not Kohanim? If they're not Kohanim, how do they eat truma? So the Rambam holds that truma bisman Bais Sheni was only the Rabbanon. So maybe benegir to the din of the Rabbanon, mach nishtois, not nishgefel, so we'll allow them to eat truma. Benegir to the real din of the Raisa, the real suffix. So that's the way it was assumed by many poskim until the early 1800s, that Kohanim Chazaka considered suffix Kohanim. Suffix Kohanim. And they had all these kashas, how can it be that they're suffix Kohanim? But when they duchen, they say a broche. Asher gedushanim b'kdushas v'shalam, it's yivan v'rachas ha-misol v'yabo. They take Pinyin HaBen money, they say a bracha. How can you say a bracha on Pinyin HaBen if you're not sure? How, if it does, the whole thing doesn't make any sense.
So what?
But you have
a
suffix brachas lahakil. But suffix brachas lahakil, if you have a suffix. Okay, but how do you know? How do you know that they permitted these Suffolk Kohanim to say a bracha? It doesn't say in the Gemara. Maybe the only ones who are allowed to say a bracha on a pidyon aben are on duchening. Are those who are vaday Kohanim? Well, the Gemara says a non-kohen who duchens is oivran and nisan.
Yeah.
A non-kohen is oivran and nisan. So if he's a Suffolk, so how is he allowed to oivran a Suffolk nisan? The pashtus says that that's an nisan deraisa. So these were kashas that was bothering. These kashas were bothering the poskim for years, until see Zionism is at the root of all the evil. Zionism is the root. The Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivega. So he was one of the Tirat Tzvi is named after Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, and Zdei Elio was named after Rabelia Greiditzer. Rabelia Gutmach was also a Talmud of Rabbi Kivega. The Talmud of Rabbi Kivega, they were the big troublemakers. So Swedish Kalasher wrote this whole kuntres that they should build a Beis HaMikdosh and they should bring korbanos and we're going to solve all the problems and the Shekhinah is going to come down and all the Jews should go on Aliyah. So one of the problems was, you had to solve all the problems. So one of the problems was, we're going to get enough Kohanim Yuchasim to man the Beis HaMikdosh. There are very few Kohanim Yuchasim in the world today. So Swedish Kalasher came up with an Einfall and he needed the Haskam of his Rebbe. He needed Rebbe Kivega to be Maskam. So his Chiddush was, if the centuries that the Goyim, that the Gdolim were bothered with these kashas, what's the story with the Kohanim? So he came up with a Chiddush. He said that Kohanim Chazokim in HaTorah Avada Kohanim. My father always got the first Aliyah. Why do you want to be a Kohen? Because your father was a Kohen. So you assume you're a Kohen also. Avada Kohanim in HaTorah. The whole need for Kohanim Yuchasim is only a Chumra Midirabonim. That was his Chiddush. It's only a Chumra Midirabonim that you need a Kohen Yuchasim. In HaTorah Kohanim Chazok Avada Kohanim. So then for emphasis the kasha, how do they duchen and how do they take pidyon aben and how do you give them zroel chayayim v'akeva hamoitzim achavei rol of harai? Maybe he's not a kohen. Why am I mechuyif to give him truma and chal and so on? That for emphasis all the kasha. Sure. And then he added on. He thinks that b'med var mamurim, when did the chachamim introduce this chumra in the beginning of the bai sheni? Ezra Nechemi were the ones who are mechadish this chumra with the rabbanah that you need kohanim yuchasim to be makruv karbanah. So he thinks b'med var mamurim. When did they make the chumra if there are enough kohanim miyuchasim to run the Beis HaMikdosh without the other kohanim chazok? But if you live in the early 1800s, you just don't have enough kohanim miyuchasim. If we'll build the Beis HaMikdosh, he didn't know there was a mosque. He didn't know that it wasn't for sale. They're not going to give him permission. But he thought we should get the gvirim to give money and we'll buy up the Makom HaMikdosh. We'll build the Beis HaMikdosh and we'll live in peace and harmony with the Arabs. And we'll be able to be makruv kavanah. So according to his chaloymes, so he was visualizing that kohane chazaka will be makruv the kavanah because min haTorah they're perfectly good. They're okay. There's nothing wrong. The whole chumrim in the rabbanah not to permit them to be makruv kavanah is if it's going to be taken care of by the others. But if the alternative will be it just be paralyzed, he won't be able to bring kavanah at all. So he said the kihai gavne. He doesn't think that the chumrim in the rabbanah applies. We should allow kohane chazaka to be makruv. The Goal of Menachem, they were rejected.
That's more than just trying to take the better ones.
That's the question. So that was his Chiddush. So Rabbi Kivega was maskin. Rabbi Kivega was maskin with his Talmud. Then Rabbi Kivega sent it to his son-in-law, the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer had three wives, one after the other. So the second wife of Rabbi Kivega was the second wife of the Chasam Sofer was the daughter of Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega had a lot of children. I don't remember already. Yeah, the son-in-law was 1 year younger than the father-in-law. The Chasam Sofer was born a year after Rabbi Kivega, and he died a year after. They lived the same age. He died a year after Rabbi Kivega. So so Rabbi Kivega thought that Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher's Chiddush was correct, that the Kohanim today are Vadei Kohanim, and it's only a Chumrim with the Rabbanon that you require Kohanim Yuchasim to be Makriv the Karbonis, and Hechad the Yepshir, so we'll do without it, we can be Makriv Karbonis without them. So Rabbi Kivega was Maskim, and he sent the whole country, the whole Sefer, Drisha Tzion, he sent the whole Sefer of Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher to the Chasam Sefer, he was also Maskim. The Chasam Sofer was also a maskim. And they have it printed that they were both maskim. You can build a Beis HaMikdash.
And use the
people today say you can't build a Beis HaMikdash before Mashiach comes. This didn't bother Rebbe Kivega, the Chacham Sofer. They were not bothered.
The Mukam because of Tumah, they're not allowed. They can't go on the Mukam HaMikdash.
Well, the Tumah that was already discussed as a Sefer Kaftav Aferach by one of the Balei Atesis. There was a group of Balei Atesis who lived in Eretz Yisrael. So one of them writes that he heard from one of their Rabbonim in Shiloh or something there. That there was a plan, Rabbi Chiel from Paris wanted to build a Beis HaMikdash in Makrav Zayin Korbanos, and he was wondering, how can it be? We're all Tameim. So he writes in his Sefer, Kaftav Aferach, and he realizes, Tumas Mutar B'Tzibur, he solved some of the problems. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, centuries later, came to solve all the problems. So they were all prepared. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, with his Rebbe, Rabbi Kivege, with his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer, they were all prepared to buy the Makam HaMikdash, to make a Beis HaMikdash, before Mashiach. He doesn't write about bringing Mashiach. They're prepared to build a Beis HaMikdash, a Makrav Zayin Korbanos, everything that some people think today, the Amoratzim, think today that you can't do that. So the Goyim never saw any problem. Like the Hakomas HaMedina, Rab Chaim Eiser didn't see a problem with Hakomas HaMedina. And Rav Menachem Zemer didn't see a problem. All the Goyim from the Aguda, no one saw there was a problem. Just a few Hungarian Rabbonim, they thought there's a problem. But all the big Rabbonim from the Aguda, when they had a Knesset, they all discussed it. They printed all the drushes. Everybody was for the Hakamas HaMedina. Nobody was against it. Here also, everybody saw there's no problem. You can build a Beis HaMikdash. We'll solve all the problems. Except they didn't know it wasn't feasible. It wasn't shy. So I say that this Reb Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher, he was the big Zionist. He caused big problems because before his times, they used to assume, we're not so sure whether the Kohanim are Kohanim or not. So if we're not so sure, Kohani Chazoka is a Sofi Koyin, so there's room to be make a lot of the Rabbana. Let's say, for example, a chalutza, a woman had chalitza, is not permitted to marry a Koyin with the Rabbana. In the Chumash it says a Koyin is not allowed to marry a Grusha. If a woman was married, she got divorced. What if the woman's husband died, she's an Almana? So a Koyin may marry an Almana, unless he's a Koyin Godel. Koyin Godel is not allowed to marry an Almana. But a plain Koyin head, you're just permitted to marry an Almana. But what happens if the husband died and he had no children? So the almana had to get chalitza. So that's mishnayis and yivamis and emakis all over the place. That chalutza is prohibited mid the rabbanon. A grusha is asur min atorah to a kohen, and a chalutza is asur mid the rabbanon. But what if the whole kohen is only a suffer kohen to begin with? If it's only a suffer kohen to begin with, so maybe you should say suffer the rabbanon lekula. So the Gemara Takas says, yeah, not that we allow lechatchila. The Gemara has a case where the Gemara has a Fakerta case. We have a Sofik Koyin that's in Gansan Sidrei. The Gemara has a case. The name is Avada Koyin. She's a Sofik Chalutza. How can you have a Sofik Chalutza? No, she remarried. Her first husband died, left no children. Then she remarried. She didn't wait. You're supposed to wait 3 months before you remarry in order to find out whether you're pregnant or not. So she remarried soon. She violated the din. She remarried, then she had a baby. And we're not sure whether this baby is from the first husband or for the second husband. So, but she didn't. She had a chalitza though. Her husband died, leaving no children. She goes and gets chalitza. Supposed to wait to have the chalitza after 3 months. Supposed to wait to have the chalitza after 3 months. So if you have months, so you can tell who the father is. Yeah. But they didn't have any months. In the days of the Tanoim and Amram, they didn't have any months. Right. But the Mishnah has like this in Yevamos. A woman remarried after the first husband died. So she thought she had no children. She went and she got chalitza. Then she remarried someone else. Then she has a baby. Now it's a gloy from our friend. We're not so sure whether she really needed the chalitza or not. Maybe she never needed the chalitza. So she's a stopping chalitza because of the fact that the baby is a suffix, whether it's from the first husband or from the second husband. So the chalitza is a suffix chalitza. So the Gemara has a case. Gemara doesn't. The Gemara has cases of suffix kohanim also. The Gemara has cases like that. But here the Mishnah talks about a case. He's a vade kohen, and he married a girl who's a suffix chalitza. So the Gemara says, all right, since chalitza is only midirabbanon, and it's only a suffix chalitza, so we would say suffix derabbanon lekula. The Gemara says, but if he married a baby, would the Seila Chathila go marry the Chalutza? There are another 5,000 girls in the world. Marry somebody else. What do you have to, is that Sochani has to marry this girl? But the Gemara says, but if he married a girl, you would say that Loi Teitzi. So a lot of Achreinim have the same kind of an idea like this, that all the Kohanim today are only Sofik Kohanim. So he's even And if he would marry, not lachatchila, he should be allowed to marry a chalutza, but for the Eved, if a kohen today would marry a chalutza, it would be safek derabanan lekula, you would say that loy teitzi. Where's the safek derabanan? Because all the kohanim are just safek kohanim. She's a vana chalutza, but he's a safek kohen. So since he's only a safek kohen, you would say, for the Eved, this is loy teitzi. Yeah. So that's the way it was assumed. There were big achrayim from the 1700s, from the 1600s, who wrote these kind of things. Big achrayim that we don't even look in now. We don't even look in those farm anymore. So after, that's why I say that the Zionism was the source of all of the problems. After Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer came with the Zionfall, Hazar Bait Kuk, we should make a Beis HaMikdash and bring Karbonis. And then Rabbi Kibegu was maskim and the Chassam Tovi was maskim. They were all maskim. That the Kohanim today, and part of the Zionist plot was, that the Kohanim today are Vada Kohanim. So for the last 150 years, it has been accepted like that. The Kohanim today are Vada Kohanim. They're not Safek Kohanim. So he made it difficult for all the Kohanim. If a Kohen goes and he marries a girl who's only something that's only awesome at the Rabbanon, we would say he has to get divorced. Because we no longer assume like those early Achrayim that the Kohanim today are only Sufik and as Sufik the Rabbanon. We assume the Kohanim are Vada Kohanim and it's a Vada Yisra the Rabbanon. There's no coolness.
What do you think about the DNA which they say the Kohanim can establish?
No, I don't think they say it can establish. They say
it
disproves. What if he doesn't have the right DNA? Yeah. I thought they just said that Kohanim have a higher percentage of a certain connection in the DNA. The higher percentage than everybody else. Yeah. But that's not enough to prove conclusive.
Yep.
A Gioris Pashup Shat, the Rambam writes that it's an Issa Deraisa. The Rambam writes that it's an Issa Deraisa, that it's included in Zayna. The Ravid is Masik on the Rambam in Hilchos Isturi Biyah. And he says, how can you say that the Kohen who marries is a Gioris? He gets Malkus, it's an Issa Deraisa, Frek Deraibit, it's learned out from a Pasuk in Yecheskel. It's not really an Issa Deraisa, it's Medivri Kabbalah. So what does it mean it's Medivri Kabbalah? He means that it's Torah Shebal Peh, and there's no Malkus, and he means that it's only the Rabbanon. It's unclear. The Pashup Shat in the Gemara is like the Rambam, that it's an Issa Deraisa. So one group of Acharedim came up with an Einfal that we also don't accept. One group came like this. There is the machlekes hatanoim. What if a girl converted before the age of 3? The whole reason why a gioris is considered a zayna. What do we have against the gioris? Why is she considered a zayna? So Rashi writes on the Gemara because the nochem ashtufei zima, the hefkedik, and we're afraid that maybe nivolo la nochri. And if a woman is nivolo to a nochri, then she's considered a zayna. What if the girl converted before the age of 3? So even if she was nivolo before the age of 3, is ain't biyosadiyah. It doesn't count. Not royal biyah. Oh, so there's a machlekes hatanoi in the Gemara. Right? So if you adopt a little baby girl before the age of 3 and you megar the baby before that age, so that's a machlekes hatanoi. And it's up to paskin the feirish in the Gemara that it's awesome. So it's the feirish. There's no two ways about it. There was a machlekes hatanoi 2,000 years ago. But the Gemara paskin's up la locha that it's awesome. So some of the goyim in Europe, Shlomo Kluge had as a Einfall printed on the page in the Eben Ezra, and some others went along with him, that's only an Issa de Rabbanon. That Minatayra, it cannot be. How can it be that she was Nivula to a Nachri? This Issa of a Giyorish and his Gari Putzim Ibal Shalashanam Yamechid can only be the Rabbanon. So immediately they put 2 and 2 together, he got 22. So they said, what if a Kohen Bizmanazan went ahead and he married a girl who was in his Gari Putzim Ibal Shalashanam Yamechid? So since that's only an Issa Dirabbanon, Shlomo Kluge said, it's on the Kohanim today, only Safik Kohanim. So that's a Safik Dirabbanon Lekula. The whole Issa to begin with is only Dirabbanon, so B'diyavid and Nisus Leiteis. Not that Lachatchili, he wouldn't say Lachatchili is allowed to marry her, but B'diyavid, if he marries her, we would say that Leiteis. So the Pashtus is that Rav Shlomo Kluge is not right. Rav Shlomo Kluge is not right. That's the Pashtus. Rav Herzog has in his Tshuvas, has a Tshuva about this, and he says that he's wrong. He says, you read the Gemara, the Pashup Shat, he has an Hecho Yitzchot. And Chelek Ebenezus, he has a Tshuva, he says, the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is against Rav Shlomo Kluge. What do you do with the Kasher? I'll go to the Kasher. What do you do? How can she be called a Zayna if she was in Zgarib Kusim and Baal Shal Vashanav Yamech? We don't know. Okay. We don't know how to deal with these Rashi. Rashi writes in a few places in Shah that the reason why a Gioris is a Zayna is because they were Shtufei Zima. And she's probably Nivola. How can it be? What if you know Bavada she was Lo Nivolo? What if she was raised by a Jewish family? You know she was Lo Nivolo.
And she was born.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right? Yeah, even if she was Nivola, it doesn't count. Yeah. So how can it be? Yeah. 1936. It's all printed. There was a Knesia Gdoila, and they printed.
Huh?
That I don't remember. And they printed everybody's drushes. So the Minkacha didn't go because he knew they weren't going to listen to him. He was against the Medina. So he didn't go because he knew he was outvoted. So he didn't go. But all the Gdalim were there. What they had a Machloikis was whether you're allowed to agree to the partition plan. Because you're not allowed to give away Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs. So the British had Eretz Yisrael. So some held if you're going to sign that you'll agree that the Arabs should get this half, we should get that half, you're giving away to the Arabs. You're Horik Bal Yava, you're not allowed to give to the Arabs. And Rav Chaim Oz and the others said, who's giving to the Arabs? We don't have anything. The violin will take what they'll give us. And then we'll work on the rest. Later, who's giving away anyway? So what are the Gedolim? Rabbi Yankim Moshe Chalav. Rabbi Chalav's grandfather, he said the hand who signs on the partition plan should fall off. It should be paralyzed. He held that you're not allowed to. You're giving away to the Arabs. And other Gedolim also, he wasn't the only one. But most of them held that there's no Easter in the partition plan. But Hakamas HaMedina, there was no Machlokes. They all agreed there's nothing wrong. It just happened, Rav Chaim Moshe, the Rav told over, Rav Chaim Moshe said, like here, we'll grow over here. That's when he couldn't envision. This was in 1936, and then in 1948, they made a Medina. Rav Chaim Moshe died in 1941, something like that, yeah. Rav Chaim Moshe couldn't visualize in the near future. He didn't see that in another 12 years there's going to be a Medina. He couldn't believe that it's going to be. But theoretically, he didn't see what was wrong. Like the Gedolim, they didn't see what's wrong with making a Beis HaMikdash and bring Karbonis Vostit. Vushteta doesn't say you have to wait till Mashiach. You have a Chiyuv to make a Beis HaMikdash. So why should you wait till Mashiach comes? Anyway, how do we get involved? We were talking about doing Zohar Lo Chayayim Vahakeyim. So we said that the Tumim quotes in Yerideya that there was